Statue of Agrippa, Mark Antony. Level 1. The colossal statue that dominates the museum's courtyard tells a double story. It depicts a male figure in heroic nudity, with his weight resting on the right leg. Draped over the left shoulder is the paludamentum, the typical cloak worn by Roman generals, although only fragments of it remain. Crossing the torso is a bultus, a leather belt used to hold a sword. The statue's left arm likely once held a sword, as suggested by the trace of a metal pin on the left hip. The right arm, by contrast, hung down along the side of the body. But who does this figure represent? The nudity and stance evoke a heroic ideal and serve a celebratory purpose. Analysis of the portrait has led scholars to identify the figure as Agrippa, a Roman general and the right-hand man of Emperor Augustus. Renowned especially for his military prowess, he was the chief architect of the victory at Actium in 31 BC, which paved the way for Augustus's rise to power. Agrippa was granted extraordinary command over the entire eastern provinces and became the emperor's son-in-law through his marriage to Julia, Augustus's only daughter. Agrippa's name is inscribed in bronze letters on the architrave of the Pantheon in Rome. Although the structure we see today is the reconstruction commissioned by Hadrian in the 2nd century AD, it was Agrippa who first built the famous temple. This rendering of the general's portrait has no exact parallels among the other known images of Agrippa. Moreover, close examination of the head reveals traces of ancient reworking. This has led scholars to suggest that the statue originally depicted another Roman politician and was only later transformed into the celebratory image of Agrippa that survives today. The most likely original subject is Mark Antony, the historical rival of Augustus. As one of the triumvirs who ruled the East, Antony was defeated by the future emperor at the Battle of Actium. Following his defeat and death in 30 BC, Antony became the first Roman to suffer the so-called damnatio memoriae, a formal condemnation to oblivion, which involved erasing all references to his existence, from the removal of his name in inscriptions to the destruction of his likenesses. The statue stands on a modern base, bearing a Latin inscription that identifies Agrippa and tells us the work was brought from Rome to Venice by Cardinal Domenico Grimani in the mid-16th century. Some scholars have previously suggested that it may have come from the area of the Pantheon, but there is not enough evidence to confirm this. What we do know from historical sources is that Agrippa came into possession of Mark Antony's properties following his victory. It may have been in this context that the statue was reworked, an intervention that can therefore be dated to the 1st century BC. For a more detailed look at how key figures in the struggle for power portrayed themselves during the late Republic and early Empire, listen to Level 2.